the Brookshire's grocery store, and Gordo is right outside in the parking lot with all the RVs and all the race fans. Gordo, come in.
Yeah, actually, I'm probably about a quarter mile away from you. I had to travel quite some distance in order to get into the heart of the RVs, and it is a cold morning out here. I'm bundled up like a Sherpa, and I got to tell you, there's not a lot of movement out here. Most people are inside, snuggled up next to their relatives inside these RVs, and there's only a few people that are out here. I looked at the temperature on my car gauge as I was coming out here into the RVs, 35. All right, here's a gentleman right here. What's your name, sir?
Michael Hard.
What's that?
Michael Hard.
Michael?
Michael.
Michael. M-I-C-O?
M-I-K-E-O.
M-I-K-E-O?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm with Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We're out here talking to some of the people. You out here for the race?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And which RV are you staying in, Michael?
This one right here, this out back.
Now, why are you choosing to be sitting out here in a folding chair as opposed to being inside the warmth of the RV?
I just got up, picking up a cup of coffee.
Cup of coffee. And I noticed you had something there in your lower lip. What's that?
Chewing tobacco.
What kind of chewing tobacco are you enjoying this fine morning?
Timberwolf.
Hemorrhoids?
Timberwolf. Timberwolf.
What is that again?
Timberwolf.
Oh, Timberwolf. Yeah. And do you find that that has a pleasant effect on your body?
I always just have it. I've just always done it.
Are you worried about a heart attack, Michael, with the tobacco usage and the weight?
No.
Oh, no.
Sure not.
How much do you weigh?
210.
That's reasonable.
Yeah.
Are you a tall guy, about 6'3", 6'4"?
No.
How tall are you?
5'8".
And have you already had breakfast this morning?
No, waiting on everybody to get up.
What are you going to have? Are you going to have something like a spinach omelet?
No, probably some bacon and eggs.
Let me ask you this, Michael, right?
Yeah, Michael.
Are you going to vote for Barack Obama again?
Don't think so. I didn't the first time.
You didn't vote for him the first time?
No, I sure didn't.
Why didn't you vote for him the first time?
Well, I don't vote Democrat.
Huh. He's a socialist?
No, I don't think that. I like a lot of stuff he does and says.
Trivia question. Barack Obama trivia question. Where was he born?
I don't think anybody knows, doesn't it?
Not even his mom?
I don't know.
If you were to guess where he was born?
I'd say Saudi.
Thanks for your time.
Where do you suppose he was from, Gordo?
Oh, yeah. Let me ask where he's from, Michael, before I let you go.
Oklahoma.
All right. Yeah. Whereabouts?
Northwest Oklahoma.
You damn hell straight.
Yep.
Right. Where in Northwest Oklahoma?
All right, let me ask you that. Where in Northwest Oklahoma?
Woodward.
I've heard of Woodward.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Tell them the Junes has spent some time in Enid.
The Junes spent some time in Enid.
Oh, yeah? I'll be done. About 8 miles west. About 8 miles west.
All right, I'm done.
The Junes, Junes used to be there?
What's that?
Huh?
Hello.
We were just thrilled that he knew who Junes was.
Yeah, I think he was faking that knowledge. All right, I'm going to talk to this guy here. Man, there is frost all over the ground. Ow. It's crunchy underfoot. How you doing, sir?
Good.
Gordon Keith of Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. We're out here covering the big race.
Cool.
Is that what you're out here for?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm drinking, too.
Oh. Do you drink a lot?
That's right.
What's your name?
Brian.
Brian, how old are you, Brian?
51.
Where are you from?
The Colony.
Oh, the Colony. Not very far from here, right?
Nope.
And what are you filling up here? What are you doing?
I'm filling up my generator so I can have some power.
You ran out of gas last night?
This morning.
This morning?
It lasted all night.
Oh, okay. And you woke up cold because the generator went out.
I just shut it off so I wouldn't get cold. I fill it back up again.
How much did you drink last night?
15, 20 rum and coke.
Hmm. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
15 to 20?
It's the afternoon, so last night.
Well, I'm starting tastefully at noon.
Yeah, well, Bloody Mary's first thing. We'll probably have Bloody Mary's in about an hour.
Uh-huh.
Then start the day again.
Well, it didn't sound too healthy, Brian.
No, but it's fine. It's good. 5 days out of the year.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Do you smoke, too?
Yeah, unfortunately. So.
What brand are you?
Marlboro Light.
Oh, Light. So at least that's Light.
Yeah.
Have you ever had any heart trouble?
Nope.
Any health scares?
Nope.
You ever had surgery?
On my knee, yeah.
Are you a football player?
No.
How'd you hurt your knee?
I fell down one time, a long time ago.
That's a great story. Can you tell that again?
Fell down a long time ago. I probably fall down tonight, too. Who knows? But.
All right. Did you bring a wife out here?
Yeah, she's in there sleeping.
First wife?
Second wife.
See if you can go snuggle up with her.
What happened to the first one?
Psycho.
She was psycho or you were psycho?
She was psycho.
What did she do? Did she ever throw anything at you?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what was the biggest thing she threw at you?
Probably a plate. She missed.
Can I go snuggle up to your second wife?
Probably not.
Is she in there? Can I go see her?
She's sleeping. Did you wake her up?
Yeah, I'm going to wake her up.
No.
Why not?
She walked up to here. There's a bunch of guys over there cooking.
Where? Over here?
These two trailers. Right.
All right, I'll go see. Hey, let me ask you. We're doing a little political survey out here. Are you going to vote for Barack Obama again?
Yep. I didn't vote for him the first time.
Why not?
I'm a Republican.
You damn straight.
Yeah.
I am too.
All right.
Have him tell a friend about the ticket.
Over there.
Tell a friend about the ticket.
Sports ticket?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, you like it?
All the time.
Who's your favorite all the time?
Driver?
Get rid of that.
Yeah. Who's your favorite on the ticket?
You are.
Oh, thank you. You know my name?
No.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, okay. Well, whoa. All right. All right. Guys over here, can you hear that generator humming behind you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I am freezing my nads off out here. I'm sick in the dog.
It's only 35 and the sun's out.
I gotta pick my way through these generators and go on here and chain to the RV. I wonder if there's a lot of generator theft going on. Well, these guys are moving away from me. Boy, they got a porta potty over here. How you guys doing? How you doing, Gordon Keith of the Ticket, Sports Radio 1310, for out covering the race with the media. What's your name, sir?
My name is Jerry Gwynn.
Jerry Gwynn. I noticed you're wearing a hat there, a cap. What does that say?
VFW, Bernice, Oklahoma.
Yeah? Oh, you're an Oklahoma guy.
Yeah.
Excellent. You having a cup of coffee?
Yes, sir.
You got the smoke.
Getting ready for the race.
You got the smoke coming off the coffee, and you got the smoke coming off the cigarette there. What brand are you?
What brand do I smoke?
Yeah.
Marlboros.
Marlboro
Country.
I want to tour your RV here live on the air. Whoa, man, this does smell like a VFW in here. We got a few smokers going on. It's your friend over here. What's your name, sir?
Randy Hopkins.
Randy.
Yes.
Now, are you a member of the same VFW?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
Now, you're not going with Marlboro Lights. What you going with?
Marlboro Red.
You damn straight. Yeah, you're the real man of the group, aren't you?
Yeah.
And who's your racer out here? Who are your fan?
Danny Hamlin.
Who?
Danny Hamlin.
Oh, Danny, yeah. How'd you get the scar across your nose?
Car wreck.
Pretty bad one?
Oh, told my truck, yeah.
Oh. Can you hear me, musers?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay, all right. Just say you totaled your truck. Were you drunk?
Nope. Deer ran out in front of me.
What's that?
A deer ran out in front of me.
A deer ran out in front of you?
Yeah. Did he throw it in the back of the truck and take it home?
Missed and hit a tree.
You missed the deer and you hit a tree?
Yeah.
So have you always had like a vendetta against that deer, like, you know... Like Ahab, Moby Dick kind of?
I hunt him now.
You hunt him? Yeah. What's the biggest deer he killed?
Oh, a 16 point.
16? Yeah. Damn, what'd you kill him with?
30-30.
30-30, the old classic woodsman's rifle there.
Yep. Got it. Even Oklahoma.
Enid, Oklahoma.
Hey, that's where Junes is
from.
Yeah,
tell them the Junes used to live there.
The Junes used to live in Enid, Oklahoma.
I don't know them.
That was a quick dismissal.
That's all right. Do you guys got any women, or is it just all guys here?
It's all guys.
You score with women while you're out here? I mean, do you meet women out here?
Not usually.
Uh-oh, you might be in
come
the...
Come have a good time.
Are you in the gay part of the compound?
This is,
such thing either.
You're not really looking to meet women out here. This isn't... And don't take any offense to this, but this isn't the gay section of the RV park, is it?
No.
Do you believe gays should be allowed to get married?
That's your thing. It's not
they should be allowed to get married.
Well, I don't care.
Oh, there you go. You sound like a Democrat.
Well,
yeah. You are a Democrat.
Yep.
You voted for Barack Obama?
Well,
Not that kind of Democrat.
Wow. He said he did vote for Barack Obama. Wow. This is the first out here.
Okay.
What's that?
I made a mistake.
Oh.
Oh.
You know any good jokes?
Oh, not off the top of my head.
Come on, you know one joke.
No.
You know Cajun joke, an Aggie joke?
I just can't think of any right now.
Polish joke?
No.
I'm willing to accept any joke that doesn't have the N-word.
I just can't think of any.
You know which N-word I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You ever use that word?
Oh, yeah.
Within the last week?
Nope.
How long would you say it's been since you used the N-word?
Probably a month.
Oh, okay.
I call it C-word.
What's that?
I call him the C-word.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for your time.
What? Right.
That had to be the guy that was in here earlier in the Confederate jacket, right?
Good Lord.
Wow. All right, we're...
we're still on.
Yeah, and he voted for Obama?
Yeah.
Wow. He was pretty upfront about that, wasn't he?
Yeah. I thought he was going to say, you know, I haven't used the N-word in 20 years or something like that. Yeah. No. It's been about a month.
And I usually call him the C word.
God. All right, I'm going to have to run down. How much time we got? I can't.
You're good.
Yeah, time for a quickie.
Okay, let me run down here and talk to these people. Looks like a couple.
Hey, Gordo, do you find that between the smoking, drinking, sausage, and whatever else, that this is, of all these sports fans' fan base, is this the least healthy?
It is amazing to me that they all vote Republican, yet they would be the biggest beneficiaries of the single pay option. All right. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Yeah, I'm Gordon G, the Sports Radio 1310, the ticker. We're out covering the race.
Yeah, awesome. Tony's going to win.
Who?
Tony.
Tony.
Are you kidding me? Tony Stewart.
I don't know a lot about racing.
Oh, whatever.
Well, what do you guys, looks like you guys are burning documents over here. What's happening?
Yeah, we're trying to shred the evidence, you know?
You're getting a little fire going. What does that country music get cranked up there?
Yeah. I don't. What do you have going?
That's Daughtry. What's that?
Daughtry?
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Where are you guys from?
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, Oklahoma. You know, Junes is from Enid.
Enid, really?
Yeah. You know Junes?
No, I don't know Junes.
Anyway, well,
we haven't met.
That's okay. That's all right. And do you own this RV or do you rent it?
It's her dad's.
Okay. Is your dad rich?
Absolutely not.
Oh, yeah. Whoa.
He's loaded.
So you didn't marry her for money?
No, it was all love.
Let me ask right here. So, did you guys drink last night?
No.
Yes.
Really? Come on, you got to tell me the truth. What's your name?
Scott.
Scott, how much you guys drink?
I had like 2 beers, officer.
No, I'm not an officer. Yeah. Tell me the truth.
Golly. Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Gordo?
You're not a thin man. You wouldn't describe yourself as a thin man.
No. No means.
And what about the cold sores on the lips? Is that indicative of the bad health or?
No.
Be addicted to the cold that he's got.
Oh, yeah. We're laughing and we don't know why. All right, well, thank you, guys. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, go, Tony.
I've
go, Tony.
This
what is it? Are you already drinking? What are you drinking?
Red beer.
Red beer?
Yeah.
What is that?
Spicy hot V8 and a beer.
Yeah, remember those in Wichita Falls?
God, it's nasty.
She's
come on.
Giddy.
You should be drinking this early.
We should have known.
Okay. Did you guys make love last night?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, there's an answer from him from the peanut gallery. Why not? Why not?
Trailer rocks too much.
Okay. Thank you for talking. Trailer rocks too much. So due to a bad suspension problem, they don't make love at the motor speedway. All right, there's a little flavor from the speedway from out here in freezing temperatures.
The Unticket.
It's time for Gordo's Corner, and it's brought to us by the Snoring Center and Dallas Dodge Chrysler Jeep.
Gordo's Corner, of course, the area of our broadcast day that I just take over the broadcast airwaves. And I got control of the tower right now. Yes, I do. All right, I've seen some things out here that have given me a little bit of mental pause. First off, her up tops have given me mental pause.
Yes, sir.
Yes, how are you, ma'am?
Good, time good. For you.
Doing very
boyfriend's
well.
Weather. You
it's a long night
boy.
For her.
She is that. Jiggling through the aisles here at Brookshire's.
Brookshire's grocery store.
All right.
Brookshire spelled it the same way, right?
I believe so.
So why is this pronounced Brookshire's?
Just the way the family pronounces it.
All right.
And you know, that's what's weird about pronunciation of proper names. However you pronounce it, that's the correct way. However you pronounce your own name, no matter how it's spelled.
Maybe I ought to just change mine to Dunham. That's what everyone calls me.
Yeah, you should. If you change your pronunciation of that, that would then become the correct pronunciation. It's like you can have a last name S-M-Y-T-H and pronounce it Throat Wobbler Mangrove. It's very strange. All right. Thank you, Jer. Now, you hear these cars running around the track, right? Practicing.
Or are they?
I think it may be. I think Rich is wrong. I think the race has started.
I think I'm right. I know I'm right.
They got to drive 500 miles. That takes a long time.
Yeah, maybe they're
no,
just getting an early start.
Takes 3 hours to drive 500 miles.
Yeah, but can't they just get an early start? That way they don't have to speed so much.
Yeah.
That's the dumbest thing.
All right. Do these cars out here, like the federal miles per gallon requirements, do they have to... How do they get around that?
What is the minimum federal requirement on miles per gallon?
Well, I would say that these cars are full-size sedans, right?
Yeah, it's like the Ford Fusion and the Chevy Impala, I guess it is.
Yeah, I would say that it's probably at least 20.
The minimum?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't make that.
What do they make?
About four.
Four miles per gallon?
Three, four, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
How big is the tank?
It's worse than a tour bus.
The tank is like 22 gallons, I think. So they go about 50 laps.
They put tanks on these things?
The gas tank, yes.
Oh, for some reason I thought it was a tankless job.
Oh, my gosh.
You are just...
You've gotten worse.
No, I only get better.
But he hits on about one of every four, so it's kind of like a home run hitter.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a power hitter.
Power hitter, right. Yeah. He knocks him out.
He's going to strike
Barry
out.
Like Barry Parrish back in the day. Yeah. Hit 260, but, you know, 30 home runs, it's good.
He's going to strike out, but he'll deliver one like the earn line yesterday. Which
why? What is with you rating that line so high?
Earn run average.
There's a story about it, some people running away from a house with an urn they had stolen. And I said, I don't know what
their
the
average
was.
Speed was 5 miles an hour.
Yeah, so that was their earn run average. So dumb.
That's funny.
George and I were giggling about the office.
All right. Yeah, and they also need to do something to make these cars quieter. I think the noise is off-putting.
They don't have mufflers.
Why not?
Because you can go faster without one.
What about catalytic converters?
No, huh?
But why don't they just take off the governors and then add mufflers?
There is no governor.
Oh,
adios.
No.
They don't have restrictor plates or anything?
Not here, no.
Oh.
Daytona they do, Talladega, not here.
Why do they have them in that race?
Because the cars can go so fast. Those tracks are 2.5 miles, this is 1.5, and they'll get going
too fast.
210, 215, or even higher, and what they really fear is a wreck, not necessarily killing the driver, but debris going into the stands and killing a fan.
Mm-hmm.
That's their biggest fear, going over 200 for an average lap.
Well, why can't they just let the free market work? Why do they need a government to come in and be a governor?
It's
not a governor.
That's what Obama does to NASCar.
We call it a restrictor plate, not a governor.
Yeah, but why do they have to restrict it?
Because I just told you.
Well, if the fans don't want to be hit with debris, they won't come to the
upper deck.
Yeah, that's their fault. Anyway, okay, this is something that I've noticed out here at Brookshire's. As people are streaming in and out, getting the excellent breakfast burritos and the end cap of Cheez-Its over there that has been rifled through.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed some people wearing full camouflage.
Your hunting gear is warm.
I haven't been able to see those people.
That's underrated.
That's warm stuff that they go hunting in, so why not wear it on a cold morning?
Okay, this guy's wearing camouflage pants. Come here, sir. Come here. He's checking out. He's got himself a couple boxes of Krispy Kreme there.
All right.
Look at that.
Yes, sir.
Two boxes of Krispy Kremes. You got camouflage pants on. A number 14 cap. Who's number 14?
Tony Stewart.
Yeah. Tony Stewart. And you got a Crown Royal sweatshirt on.
My favorite drink.
That's your favorite drink? All right, I want to ask you about your camouflage pants. So those just look like regular canvas pants. That doesn't look like really cold weather stuff.
They are just the nice comfy ones.
Just comfort.
For when it's cold.
Right. Okay. But, I mean, another pair of pants could have kept you just as warm.
No, these are my special warm pants.
Your special warm pants. How many pairs of long pants do you have, and how many of them are, what percentage are camouflage?
Two.
You have two pairs of long pants.
These are going to get dirty tomorrow. I turn them out.
You turn them out?
Yeah.
And so what are your other pair of pants? What are they? What pattern
They're
are they?
They're just the same.
Two pairs of camouflage pants.
Right.
Camo is a big player here at the TMS.
Boy, it is. All right, look, here's a guy behind you. Let me ask you something, sir. Come here.
See,
here.
That jacket looks
Microphone.
Warm, though.
Yeah.
Now, you're wearing parachute pants.
No.
What? What are those? What kind of pants are those?
The wind pants.
Wind pants. Oh. So if you have the wind's really bad.
Let's go take a ride in a golf cart.
Yeah, I guess so. You need those wind pants. But you're wearing a camouflage jacket, too.
Yes.
What percentage of your wardrobe is camouflage?
This is what I had in the back of my car.
All right.
I might have to shoot a deer or something and sneak up on it.
Sneak up on it. All right, yeah. When was the last time that you shot an animal?
I've never shot one.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not a hunter?
No.
But you're wearing a camouflage jacket. Why are you?
I was talking about the two-legged kind of deer.
What is that?
A split tail?
Okay.
All right.
But why would he want to shoot one?
I think he just said get it.
Okay, but look, that guy owns a camouflage jacket and he's never hunted in his life. Why does he own a camouflage jacket?
Because he knows it's going to go over well at NASCAR.
Or in
you think
case
so?
The Martians attack.
All right, this dude right here.
More camo coming.
Come
to the
over
door.
Here. Come on. Now, see, this guy, I can justify his camo gear because that is thermal gear.
Yeah.
That guy's basically got a camouflage burrito wrapped around him. Look at that thing.
Come on.
When was the last time you went hunting, sir?
He's got a dog in there.
Wow.
He just opened up his clothing, and he's got a dog in there. It's like a Quato coming out of his
This is so
abdomen.
Crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
It's more like a rat.
Yeah, stay warm.
Gosh, that's weird. It's just, that is the weirdest thing.
And it's just okay in there.
Yeah, the dog's fine. It's not squirming or anything.
That
he
is the
it.
Smallest chihuahua I've ever seen. Is that thing a baby, or is it just a teacup?
3 years
trunk?
Old.
Oh, my
it's
goodness.
Full grown?
Man. It's full grown.
Where are you from, sir?
Mansfield.
Mansfield, all right. You ever listen to The Ticket?
No.
Well, you need to.
Yeah. You need to tell yourself about The Ticket. That's yeah. We're The Ticket, by the way, the sports radio station. All right. Do you own anything? Now, this is something else I've noticed here in Brookshire's, because a guy came in a full Confederate battle flag jacket. Full-blown Confederate flag jacket. Do you have anything that has the Confederate flag on it?
No.
Would you ever carry anything that has a Confederate flag on it?
No.
Why not? You don't like the South? You hate our heritage?
We'll try to draw him offside. He just doesn't have any gear.
All right. Ask this LSU guy. Come here, LSU guy. What's your name?
Dave.
Dave? Well, you are LSU'd out. You got like Mardi Gras crud around your neck. What is that?
It's not Mardi Gras crud. That's necklace, dude. That's Mardi Gras, my LSU beads.
Oh, your LSU beads. Yes. All right. All right, let me ask you this. Do you own anything that has a Confederate flag on it?
Yes, I do.
What do you got?
I got a Confederate flag license plate in my shop. I got one on the bumper of my truck. I have a Confederate flag that I can run up a flagpole if I want to. I got Confederate drawers. The boxer. Not
Where are you
boxer.
From? You from Louisiana?
Yes, sir.
Where in Louisiana?
North Louisiana. West Monroe.
Yeah?
Are you a coon
Big
ass?
Paper mill there.
No, not a coon ass. Just North Louisiana.
All right. Fair enough. All right.
Who are you liking tomorrow night's game?
LSU, brother.
Well, I know you like them, but you think they're going to win?
I hope so.
Now, you also got a pretty injured up hand over here. It's wrapped in gauze and everything. What kind of injury did you sustain there?
A broken finger.
How'd you break it?
Hit Alabama fan.
Oh, no.
Did you really?
You got in a fight with an Alabama fan?
No, I'm just kidding. Broke it falling up some stairs.
Falling up some stairs. Wow.
Well, you add alcohol, brother. You can do anything. You know?
What's the craziest thing you've done when you've been drunk?
The craziest thing?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Come on. You got to know something. You guys steal a tractor and...
Oh, no. Nothing like that.
Plow over a church?
I'm not a mean drunk. I'm usually pretty nice.
Are you a giggly drunk?
No, I don't giggle. I just look.
You just look.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Hell, I look like I'm looking at you.
You ever cheated on a girl while you're drunk?
No.
Never cheated on a girl ever?
No.
No, he's a solid guy.
Whatever. What's your name?
Dave.
Dave. Dave, he already told you that.
Oh, he did?
I think so. Oh, did
I
you say your name
part.
Was Dave when you walked
I missed
up?
That part. All right, well, are you wearing your Confederate drawers right now?
No, actually, I'm going commando right now.
So you're
don't
going,
prove it.
He's going commando under his camouflage pants. He's wearing camouflage, too. You hunt?
No.
You don't hunt?
No.
Ever been hunting?
I've been hunting, but I don't hunt now.
Why do you have camouflage pants?
Just do.
Just a fashion statement.
Well, I like blue jeans. I've just got camo and...
All right. All right.
What do you do in West Monroe? What do you do for fun in West Monroe? You fish?
No, I don't fish. Just usually
you don't
drink
hunt,
beer,
you
watch
don't
college
fish.
Football, watch
what
NASCAR. No, I don't fish. Eat fish. Don't fish.
Yeah.
You going to vote for Obama?
No.
You don't think he's not. You don't think he's a good president?
No.
He's been pretty good.
Pretty good for what?
Well, pretty good, you know. I mean, he's like done the health care deal. You like that?
No. I don't agree with him at all, no.
You don't? Who you like on the Republican side?
I just hope they get their act together and get us somebody we can vote for.
You don't care. Just
don't
somebody.
Care.
You like that Rick Perry?
Pretty cool.
What about Mitt Romney?
Pretty cool.
What about Herman Cain?
Nope.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for your time, Dave.
Right.
All right.
Oh, man.
I didn't really want to ask why.
All right.
Would you mess with
some trouble from people from West Monroe? I'm telling you what. Well,
what have you run into some trouble?
I've been through West Monroe before.
You had some trouble there?
No, I didn't have trouble there, but you could find something there. Some tough people.
Woo! I wonder what he had against Herman Cain.
It must be the sexual harassment.
Yeah, probably.
Because he said he's never cheated on his woman, so.
Probably been affected by that a lot.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so, yeah, the Confederate flag, is it time to put that thing to bed? Or do people out here feel so comfortable wearing the jackets? There was another guy who came in after the guy wearing the jacket who had Confederate flag suspenders. Talk about a classy item that is.
Suspenders.
Suspenders.
I'd never seen the jacket before.
And that thing was leather.
All the way around.
It was a
yeah.
red leather Confederate flag jacket with the stars and bars going across like bandoliers.
Know where he stands.
Look at this dude here. Oh, my Lord. Boy, I tell you, there is no doubt that if I stayed the weekend here, I would get knifed. I could easily...
Yeah, you'd smart off to the wrong person. Yeah, and your dad's prediction would come true.
All right, but... Confederate flag, like I said, is it because that there's friendly-minded people here that these people have no compunction with flying that
yeah.
thing? Because it's not going to offend anyone, right?
No.
I don't think no. I had any, and I grew up in the Deep South, and I don't know if I had anything that had a Confederate flag on it. But I swear, didn't Ole Miss used to have that flag?
UTA did.
Mm-hmm.
My brothers used to have their swim warm-ups had the Confederate flag on the side.
You know? And here's a controversial opinion for you.
Uh-oh, here we go.
All right.
All these candy-ass schools that changed their mascot from the Rebels to the Bobcats or whatever they had to change it to.
Mm-hmm.
The Rebels is a cool mascot. And the Confederate Stars and Bars is a good
Pretty
flag.
Cool.
This opinion.
Just design element.
Design element.
This opinion
only.
Coming from the guy who said the Nazi Gordon. Design element was the greatest the history of the world.
You said that.
You said
I'm going to defend you on this
You
one.
Said they had it going on.
I said that.
Yes?
If you took the Nazism out of Nazi.
And, they had a good design.
And you're just going on aesthetics.
Uh-huh.
I think that they paid attention to their aesthetics.
In other words, you look at their symbols and their uniforms, and you really like them.
No, I say that they are very well designed to be intimidating.
This is his Marge
when
shot
you,
moment
no,
again.
When you see that footage of Rommel with that leather black trench coat on, and he's got the insignias, and it's intimidating.
Yeah,
and then those rallies that the Nazis
okay,
would have.
I'm not going to go with the rally now.
You don't think those things looked intimidating?
Well, the
those huge banners on each side, and
you're saying you loved
no,
Nazi rallies?
Not loved. No,
he's just saying they had a
good design team that intimidated people.
This is such a career-ending moment.
I'm just telling you that I was more intimidated by their stuff than I was the Italians.
Thanks, Greek.
Who had better uniforms and flags in the Civil War? Who would you give the advantage to?
Well, see, once again, there, I got to go, unfortunately, with the South.
Yeah. I'm kind of right there with you. I'm going to back you up on that.
Which ought to tell you something. If you have the better design uniform and better banners, you're going to lose your war. You're always on the losing side. If you pay so much attention to your unis that you haven't bothered with your game plan, you're going to lose.
Maybe something to that.
All right, so Giorgio, you're on record as saying that the rebel flag is greatness.
I didn't say that. I wouldn't categorize what I've backed you up on as that.
And you just proclaimed yourself a Nazi.
What?
Oh.
That was, if anyone did that, you just did. See you, Dave. There goes Dave from West Monroe.
All right, yes. So there's my controversial opinion. I feel like I've kind of hung myself out to dry here, but I hope I explained it well enough in my very nuanced position that the Grazis had some design
decent
elements.
Flag
that,
design.
That were intimidating.
Okay.
That were intimidating. There you go. And that's Gordo's Corner.
All right. That is Adolph's Corner.
Hey!
9:33 on Sports Radio 1310. The